This is such a busy world for us. That's why it takes so much time away from our lives, so that the need is so great that once in a while we too need to take time to go aside, to be quiet, and to pray. In that brief respite, we can reaffirm our faith and renew and deepen our convictions of what our life is really all about. Today, the sacred scriptures show us how the early church was doing that, taking the time to reflect in prayer about what its nature and mission really was. The early church took the time to await the coming of the Holy Spirit in their lives. We are fortunate today that very same Holy Spirit is now already here with us. Not only here in our midst as a community, but dwelling personally in our hearts. And for us, that is really what prayer is. Taking the time to become aware of that presence of the Holy Spirit who lives constantly in our heart. And that's why our image of God really determines how we pray. Since the Spirit is so close to us, dwelling within us, it means that our prayer is really a living relationship with our God here within. Prayer is not just a discipline. In fact, according to St. Paul, it isn't even something that we do, but it is something that God's Spirit does in us. It is the Spirit of God who actually attracts us to prayer, makes us aware of His presence within us. So that our main thing to do is to bring ourselves to a place of quiet once in a while, where prayer and reflection is possible. And it is not possible as long as we are constantly led around in a kind of sort of busyness that allows little or no time for reflection. To make a space for prayer, sometimes it takes a kind of wrenching to do it. There always seem to be so many other good excuses to avoid doing it. Always something else more attractive to do. But taking time for prayer is so necessary. Taking time, that is really the most necessary part of all. And if we look back, no one of us is really so busy that we're not able to do that. We've all learned, especially at times in our life when we were very busy, that so much of our energy was drained away by all the worry that we went through about the work that we had to do. A lot of the feeling we had of being busy comes from this anxious worry. But time to reflect, to pray, is necessary because really everything else is an illusion. We human beings are completely dependent upon God every single moment of our lives, every second of our lives. We are completely contingent upon the fact that God, moment by moment, continues to will that we are, that we be. With every heartbeat, we are in the mind of God. And yet how often we act as if we were really autonomous. As if we could, when we would choose to, bring ourselves into the presence of God. As if God were not there already, all the time. Many people think of prayer as being something gracious, something that it is good for them to do. But as a matter of fact, prayer is no more than simply a recollection of the way things really are all the time. And so when we people distract ourselves and avoid prayer, we are really fleeing from reality and fleeing from ourselves. There's one very interesting aspect about trying to spend time undistracted, just sitting, waiting to pray. It's something that makes us a little nervous at first. You may be anxious for the time set aside for prayer to come to an end, because you are beginning to feel your own personal emptiness. Now that happens to be a most important experience to go through, because it is that experience of emptiness in your heart that is closer to the truth of who we are than the kind of face and appearance that we prefer to present to others. This feeling of emptiness in our heart is truer even than the image that we would like to have of ourselves. The paradox is that recognizing our own emptiness is really the very beginning of God's gift of understanding ourselves. To know that indeed we are empty and needy, that we need the help of God because we are so empty. A lot of the ordinary activity of every person is really nothing much more than simply an ongoing evasion of that fact, our emptiness that we fear. And yet the fact is in prayer that healing begins when women and men face up to the fact of their neediness, their emptiness in prayer, acknowledging how very much we all need the help of God. It means that the first wholesome step in prayer is to discover our emptiness. It's really a gift, not only recognizing how empty we are, but secondly, accepting that emptiness, accepting it, recognizing and accepting it, and even loving it. Because by doing so, we are opening ourselves up to the invasion of the Spirit to come into that emptiness. We welcome the coming of the Holy Spirit into the very emptiness of our heart. The Lord says to us, as he did in the second reading, "My strength is made complete in your emptiness, in your weakness, in your neediness, in your poverty." Only when we recognize our neediness, our emptiness, our weakness, our poverty, it is only then that we are really inviting the strength of the Spirit to fill up what we lack. So much of what we call prayer is simply what we might call depth listening. Listening requires time and quiet. Our society is so frenetic and noisy that people need to learn how to listen. Listening in depth, listening to that voice that is deep, deep down within the core of our very being. That voice within us that goes beyond words and language. That voice that has the ability to penetrate the barriers of noise and activity that surround the core of our being in our heart. It is that voice that sounds from deep down in the abyss in which our lives are rooted. where the Spirit of God continually dwells. That voice of God, that mystery, that Word of God that comes to us and aches to embrace our lives, continually speaking the Word to us that says, "You are made worthy of me by my knowing you," in prayer. "You are made whole and healed by allowing me to love you. You are made eternal already by allowing me to embrace you already." How important it is for our humanity that each one of us allows the Lord to develop that ability to learn how to listen to that mysterious voice. And that voice, day in and day out, resounds in our lives, and yet too many of us forget to listen to it. The excuses are familiar. "I'm too timid, I'm too shy, I have nothing to offer." Imagine a person saying, "He has nothing to offer." Do you think that God would ever make a person who is useless, who has nothing to offer? We are tempted to say, "If only God would appear to me right here and now, talk to me and tell me what he wants, I would do it all right away." That is so common that we often blind ourselves, deafen ourselves to what our God is already doing and saying to us now. God does not come to us in thunder and in lightning. God's appearance to us is subtle and quiet. God is here right now, deep, deep down in our hearts. He is able to hear the slightest whisper of prayer now. We must not be like the overwhelming number of people who go on allowing all this noise and activity in their lives to silence this voice within us. And yet, those very people rush around looking for signs that will come to them from outside. We take the time to listen and experience the presence of God that is so near. Any welcome awareness of God's presence in our life is a prayer. Any kind of welcome presence of God is a prayer. And that's exactly what happened to the disciples today in the upper room. They were gathered away to reflect and to pray, away from the noise and activity of their busy lives. And then they recognized in that upper room the Word and the presence of God, who had been with them all the while. What a shame it would be that if we people went out through life without recognizing that same Word, that same Spirit that the disciples experienced is also here now within us. That very same powerful Holy Spirit in the upper room is here with us now in this room. That is why prayer is so essential, so that our life can become human. And that is correct. Prayer is necessary in order that we might have a human life. Life is not human without prayer, because we miss the entire dimension that God offers us to give meaning to our lives. We people today spend so much of our time looking for happiness, searching for meaning, searching for that mysterious Spirit that we call God in our lives. And all along, that mysterious Spirit that we give the code word God and happiness, that Spirit is dwelling within our hearts. One of the reasons why it takes some people so long to find the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the risen Christ, is not because He is so far away, but because He is so close to us, that we think we cannot find Him. But little by little, through listening and reflecting, we do make that discovery of where the Spirit of God dwells within. As the poet T.S. Eliot describes this ongoing discovery of God, we shall not cease from exploration. And the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and to know the place for the first time. And to know the place for the first time, the place in our own hearts, the Spirit of God within us, hidden in our own hearts, to know that place for the first time. In the end, we all come home again. We all come home again to our own hearts.